O Lord, let my soul rise up to meet you, as the day rises to meet the sun. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Guide us, Lord, to walk in courage, wisdom, and love. A reading from Psalm 119, verses 44 to 48. I shall continue to keep your law. I shall keep it forever and ever. I will walk at liberty, because I study your commandments. I will tell of your decrees before kings, and will not be ashamed. I delight in your commandments, which I have always loved. I will lift up my hands to your commandments, and I will meditate on your statutes. Guide us, Lord, to walk in courage, wisdom, and love. A reading from Luke chapter 9, verses 51 to 62. Now it came to pass, when the time had come for him to be received up, that he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem, and sent messengers before his face. And as they went, they entered the village of the Samaritans to prepare for him. But they did not receive him, because his face was set for the journey to Jerusalem. And when his disciples, James and John, saw this, they said, Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them, just as Elijah did? But he turned and rebuked them and said, You do not know what manner of spirit you are of. For the Son of Man did not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. And they went to another village. Now it happened as they journeyed on the road that someone said to him, Lord, I will follow you wherever you go. And Jesus said to him, Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Then he said to another, Follow me. But he said, Lord, first let me go and bury my father. Jesus said to him, Let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and preach the kingdom of God. And another also said, Lord, I will follow you, but first let me go and bid farewell to those who are at my house. But Jesus said to him, No one, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Guide us, Lord, to walk in courage, wisdom, and love. Amon Hennessy, a Catholic worker, said, Love without courage and wisdom is sentimentality, as with the ordinary church member. Courage without love and wisdom is foolhardiness, as with the ordinary soldier. Wisdom without love and courage is cowardice, as with the ordinary intellectual. Let us pray. As we enter now, we pause to be still, to breathe slowly, to recenter our scattered senses upon the presence of God. As we draw near to you, God, would you draw near to us? Teach us to pray. May we know thee more clearly, love thee more dearly, and follow thee more nearly, day by day. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We choose to rejoice today in God's all-knowing care, joining in the ancient praise of all God's people in the words of Psalm 139. O Lord, you have examined my heart and know everything about me. You know when I sit down or stand up. You know my thoughts even when I'm far away. You see me when I travel and when I rest at home. You know everything I do. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We ask you, Lord, to open our eyes to see you, our ears to hear you, and our hearts to receive you in extraordinary and ordinary ways today. In a world full of women and men hungry for meaning and genuine connection with God, we ask that you would open the ears of particular people that we know, that they may hear your voice in ways that make sense to them this day. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In a chaotic world where many voices are clamoring for my attention, we yield to your voice today, responding with the words, "Here we are." Jesus, you say, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me." Help us, as your followers, to be attentive and attuned, listening for the voice in the details of the coming day. Father, help us to live this day to the full, being true to you in every way. Jesus, help us to give ourselves away today to others, being kind to everyone we connect with. And Spirit, help us to love the lost, proclaiming Christ in all we do and say. And we pray the words that your Son taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Lord, you give life to our understanding of love, courage, and wisdom. Today, there are so many paths that we might follow. Help us to discern the direction to set our own faces so that we might meet you at the cross in our willingness to deny ourselves for your kingdom and at the empty tomb in our living resurrection life. Amen. And may the peace of the Lord Christ go with you, wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors. Amen.